The National Football League put on a patriotic display over the weekend as teams resumed playing their scheduled games. Last night at Green Bay's famous Lambeau Field, fans held signs saying God bless America and wore red, white, and blue along with the customary green and gold. In the world of sports, the reaction to the terrorist attacks has been as intense as anywhere. And it's been surprising, perhaps, for the many fans who feel disconnected from today's star athletes. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Sports fans always have had a love-hate relationship with pro athletes. Cheer the heroes, boo the bums. But in recent times, the relationship has seemed a lot less loving. Fan alienation just seems to grow with each report of a millionaire athlete breaking the law or snubbing some autograph-hungry kid. But since September 11th, the separation, whether real or imagined, has dissolved in the swell of national unity. Athletes like baseball player Tony Gwynn of the San Diego Padres are using the language of togetherness.
We ought to be thankful that we're all Americans. We live in a free country. We have the ability to do the things that we want to do. When something like this happens, that's the first thing you think about. And that's the thing that I think has gotten people so upset is the fact that they're messing with our freedom.
So often criticized for being arrogant and self-important, pro athletes have shown humility, and in one interview after the next, players have said the kinds of things that are causing many fans to shake their heads in pleasant disbelief. Greg Camella, a running back with Pro Football's New York Giants, was featured in a report on Fox TV about player reactions to the attacks.
It was the first time in my life where I questioned what I did for a living. You know, what impact do I have on life? How am I making this our society and this world a better place?
It hasn't just been words either. Athletes have participated. They've taken part in patriotic displays like this one at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, where players teamed up with firefighters and police officers to unfurl an enormous American flag. They have donated blood and millions of dollars to the relief efforts. Baseball player Barry Bonds, whose popularity among fans usually ranks somewhere near Attila the Hun's, is donating $10,000 for each home run he hits the rest of this season as he chases Mark McGwire's single-season home run record. Sports psychologist Dr. Joel Fish acknowledges this is a unique moment in the world of big-time athletics.
It's relating as person to person as opposed to athlete to fan. It really is different.
But only because it's happening so publicly, says Dr. Fish. He says he privately counsels lots of professional athletes who, indeed, have perspective on sports and don't believe games are the center of the universe. Dr. Fish is glad the majority of Americans now are getting to see this. He thinks this time of meaningful interaction between athletes and fans will continue in the short run. Certainly, as political events unfold, the country will be reminded daily that sports are only a game. But inevitably, he says, this apparent sea change will fade back to what was. And Dr. Fish says that's not such a bad thing.
I think people really need sports in some ways not to change. I think they need a place where they can vent their emotions and express their anger. And even though it might not be rational, root for one team and not root for another team, there's an element of sports that's really a healthy outlet in some ways for people to get stuff off their chest.
Dr. Joel Fish directs the Center for Sports Psychology in Philadelphia. Tom Goldman, NPR News.